will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble wobble wibble wobble jelly on a plate.
I will not be lectured about sexism and misogyny by this man. I will not.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So, that was a please explain moment.
In the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Tell me about it, Stir.
Well, many questions have been answered since this time last week. We now know who the Prime Minister is for the next 3 years. But as votes are still being counted, many questions still remain. Hey, speaking of questions, who's up for a quiz? Joining me tonight is ABC News journalist Steve Kinnane and state editor for The Advertiser, Tori Shepherd. Hello and welcome.
Hi there.
Hello, so many questions.
So many questions. Although we think predicted at the end of this segment last week a hung parliament. We got that wrong, but at least we predicted something closer than everyone else.
I mean, there was lots of stuff that was wrong, but at least people gave it a go.
At least we tried. All right. So thanks, here are the rules. No buzzers. I decide the points. You can score a bonus for creativity. That's quite random though. So, you know, good luck with that. And much like the prime ministership, there can be only one. Okay. Only one winner. All right. Round one. Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
Ready.
Yeah, well, you should be because this is very serious. Clearly, this is one of the most important moments of your life. Okay, round one. It's all about the federal election. Welcome to Game of Seats. Oh, that show did my head in at the end. Okay, so it's not quite Game of Thrones, but it is a numbers game, a game of seats, and still worthy of some dramatic music, we thought. So, Steve, first to you. You get a point for every seat in the House of Reps you can name that the Coalition bagged from Labor.
Okay, Tassie.
That's rather.
They got Bass.
Yes.
They got Bass and Braddon in Tassie.
Excellent. Got two.
They got Herbert.
Yes.
In Queensland.
Correct.
They
Mundo.
Also got Longman in Queensland.
Yes. One and more and you're a winner.
They got Lindsay in New South Wales.
You have the answers in front of you, don't you? Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. My producer's just given you 5 whole points. I think he deserves one.
Really?
It was one answer.
I thought it was just one.
I'm just correcting her.
I'll take one.
She gave you 5, though, which would basically mean you'd smash out the whole quiz straight away. So I'm glad I've corrected that. All right, Tori, your turn. Votes are still being counted, of course, but the ALP has snatched at least one seat from the Coalition. Tori, you get a point for naming that seat and for every detail about that seat you can answer correctly. Are you ready?
Oh, holy moly. I know it's Gilmore.
Ah, that's good.
That is...
We have an audio hint that we don't need to use, but let's play it anyway.
Gilmore Girls. Oh, okay. Of course. Yeah. You know what? That wouldn't have helped me at all.
Oh, no, it didn't help me at all either, but I'm glad that the young people that work on RN Drive are all over it. That's why you like young people to be around you.
There was a brief moment where we thought Boothby was in with a chance, but 'twas not to be. Mm. I'm just using words now to get past
you
the
are using words.
About Gilmore.
Do you know the state that Gilmore is in?
I actually don't.
Can I pick up a point here?
I went so parochial on this election, I just cared about South
Australia. I'm glad. Why not? South Australia needs attention too. Perhaps not that much, but still. Gilmore. They have fun there. They have a good time. Beaches. They've got beaches. I'm helping you. Steve's going to steal this off you in a second, that's all.
Steve, you can have it and then you give me something later.
I'm happy to trade.
All right. Because there's some other stuff that I might know later.
All right.
I'm sure. But I know that that's coming. So I'm happy to trade. It's the south coast of New South Wales.
Correctamundo. And who was the candidate?
The Labor candidate?
Mm-hmm. The Liberal candidate.
That was Warren Mundine.
Ooh. And what was his former job that makes him a bit edgy?
Well, he was the former national president of the ALP.
Ooh, you're really good at this. Yes, that's all of the facts.
Is that a job, though, Patricia?
All of the facts.
All of the... What it is people call you and ask for quotes. I used to call him all the time.
Yes, he's always been good at quotes.
So, that's one job there. All right. Yes, it's a sort of job. I don't know if you get paid for it. I don't think you do. All right. If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive. This is Let's Get Quizzical. Steve Kinnane and Tori Shepherd are my guests, and we're up to round two. And the topic is Adani. Steve, to you. And to Adani and the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has today set a deadline for the mine's final environmental approvals. How far away is the deadline?
I know this because I walked into the ABC building and I saw it flash up on the strap and it said June 13. But I didn't hear anyone say it. I just saw it. I saw it on the strap, the little headline strap.
Nerd!
Seriously, that was just a moment of serendipity. I walked in into the building and I saw it up there. I couldn't even hear what she was saying.
Nothing like an ABC strap at the bottom. Yep, that's how I know stuff too. I'm like, give me some ABC lines at the bottom of my screen. All right, you're doing pretty well, Steve. You're on 3 points. Tori, you're on...
Oh, it's kicking my ass.
I think you're on... Is that
Don't
half
worry,
a point we claim
you'll
there?
Still win.
I got half a point? Oh, wow.
I think it's we're like saying you're on half a point. Here. Yeah. Okay. All right, Tori, this is your big chance, okay? There are concerns for a bird that lives in the Galilee Basin. And no, it's not the Jesus bird. They're from the Northern Territory. Name the bird that everyone's worried about. Well, not everyone. Some people.
It's got two words. Something blue.
It's close, but it's not blue. Yeah. It's darker.
It's got a colour in it somewhere.
It's darker than blue. How much more can I help
you,
Tori?
Do you know how hard it is not to cheat with this?
Very hard. In fact,
my Google fingers are just twitching.
Yeah.
I kind of want to say a plover, but that's just because I like saying plover.
It's a beautiful word, isn't it, plover? It's not, though. It's darker than blue. Try again.
Black.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Black,
all right. So
something. The black-breasted cockamadindi.
That's it.
No.
Yes. It's not right, but it's okay. Steve, are you across this bird?
I think it's a finch and it's black, but I don't know what it's. There's something else to it.
It's
black finch.
Well, that's two out of three. It's the black-throated finch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is the bird that we're waiting on the advice from.
So it's colour, body part,
it's a
type. I should always, every bird.
It's
colour,
a good
body
bird.
Part, type.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently, my executive producer, Saji, who's taking this game very seriously, as she should, because we are Radio National and we take ourselves very seriously, says we're going to give you another half a point for getting black. I think that's very generous of us, given I told her four times it's darker
really
than blue.
Led me
but
right
anyway,
down
let's do
you
that
know
because we're good people.
My parents are twitchers. They are going to like cast me out in shame. Yes, proper twitchers. They use this ABC app. They log everything. They look things up.
I love that. That's a good piece of information about you. It says a lot about you, actually, Tori. All right, round three. Julian Assange is our topic, Steve. To the States now, where Julian Assange has been indicted under the Espionage Act. How many criminal charges is he facing in the United States?
Okay, well, I think he's facing 18, but there's 17 announced today because they already announced one previously.
Nerd! We didn't even need
strap,
that.
Steve.
Yeah, where's that strap?
I had to hang outside Julian Assange's digs in the embassy in Ecuador for 16 hours.
Is the
one
ABC
time.
Paying for trauma sort of therapy after having to do that?
I use the toilets in Harrods quite regularly because, of course, you can't afford to buy anything there, but the toilets are free. But, so I did spend a bit of time out there. So it's a story I'm familiar with.
It's a story. And look, you missed the moment he walked out then. After all
I
that
know,
waiting.
The only people who caught it was a Russian propaganda channel with a very wonky camera.
Yeah, there was another guy who should have been there, but he was in the Harrods toilet.
Toilet. Oh, no, we missed it. It's the thing. If you're waiting for too long, you're going to miss it. All right, Tori, your turn. Who has said she'd rather starve herself to death than testify against Assange?
I want to say Pamela Anderson.
Yes, so does everyone.
That's the immediate thing.
Everyone wants that to be the answer. But it's not.
Yeah, but I know it's incorrect. Swedish bird, red-throated.
wrong.
Yeah.
No. This is what you get when you just spend like weeks refreshing Senate results on the AEC site for South Australia alone. I've got nothing in me.
South Australia votes. And now it's over, Tori. Say goodbye to the voting. The voting is so over. That is so last weekend, Tori. Okay?
I know. I'd love to just, you know, block everything out and move on, but I'm struggling to.
Yeah, I still dream about the election.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I dream.
And you called Steve a nerd.
Yeah, it's actually becoming not funny anymore. It's unpleasant now. I dream about seats and counts and Anyway, it's stressful. Do you want to steal that point off Tory, Steve? Are you interested in doing that?
I think it's Chelsea Manning,
isn't it?
It is.
It is. Because I don't mind people stealing things. I mean, you know, it's free world. All right, round four, the Indian election. Steve, to you first. And sitting Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won another five-year term in a landslide. Steve, true or false? You can run for multiple seats in the Indian election.
Now, I think this is true because I saw something about I saw something about Rahul Gandhi, who's part of the famous Gandhi family, that he'd lost his old seat but won another. So I suspect that he was like, he had a lot of chips on the table and he was going bang, 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 bang. Because that really shocked me when I read that. So I'm going to say you can run for multiple seats.
You are correct. How good is that? Imagine if you could do that here.
It sounds
a bit
corrupt,
actually.
Yeah. Then more mundane.
Tony Abbott would have run in Wentworth.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have done well there too.
We know how many seats he ran for? It's just like spread betting or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
don't know the answer to that, but it was a lot. I think the answer is. And Tori, I have a question for you now on the
I'm not
Indian
feeling
election.
Very confident at all.
Well, given you are an expert on the South Australian election, but look, that's okay. We don't have any questions about the South Australian elements of the election, just to make you suffer. So true or false, the opposition leader, Rahul Gandhi, said the people of India, the world's biggest democracy, got it wrong.
The people of India have decided that Narendra Modi is going to be the Prime Minister. And as an Indian person, I fully respect that.
Am I supposed to work out whether that was actually Gandhi speaking?
No, we actually played the answer to you. So if you want to interpret the answer that we just played, because we actually stuffed up the quiz. Take the point, lady.
Were there quote marks around got it wrong?
Please analyse the thing that we just heard.
He did. And even if he didn't say it exactly in those words, he said it in exactly those words inside his head.
And he delivered you a point, and that's amazing. And you got to thank him for that.
That was a pity point.
It was pretty much a pity point. All right, round five, and this is to both of you. Which I think means the person who answers it first wins. Yeah, I think that's what we mean here. I think that's where we're going with. All right. Round five means a bit of sport and pop culture. And this first question is for both of you. The A-League Grand Final was on Sunday. Sydney FC beat Perth Glory. What did soccer fans bring to the game in honour of the trophy? And that, my friends, is radio silence. Hello, dead air. The alarm system's going to go off.
Yeah.
No, I don't even have a jest about it.
No, I've got nothing on that.
Oh, come on. I was like,
I actually got in trouble today for watching.
What blokes, don't blokes know about sport?
They do, and I do pride myself on knowing a bit about sport. I don't watch much A-League, and I also don't know, what were they bringing?
All right, you're both losers.
Losers.
Toilet seats.
Really? Why?
Yeah. So the A-League trophy, see that in a picture somewhere.
Let me help you, because I have the answer written down, not because I know anything about this. The A-League trophy is a large ring, big enough to fit a soccer ball through. And to be honest, it kind of looks like a toilet seat. So many fans bring toilet seats to the game and wear them around their necks.
Where do you get one from and what do you do to
they
it
are
you
a creative
adorn
people.
Yourself with it?
I'm not sure, but
ew.
Good on them for trying. Sounds gross, but I'm glad
Sounds
to
gross.
Hear that they're giving it a go. All right, let's see if we can get this in. Yes, we can. 5 minutes to the news. Steve, there was another important vote on May the 18th besides the federal election. It was Eurovision, of course. What place did Australia's Kate Miller-Heidke come on the night? And this is multiple choice, although do you just know the answer?
No, I don't, but I've got to
It
you
was
go
on
first.
A strap all week.
Yeah, I think it was. Okay, option A is 8th, option B is 9th, option C is 1st, which, no, you come on, got to rule that out, don't you? We would have heard about that by now. And option D is 7th.
It's 8 or 9th, but I'm going to go with 8th.
He's a man who likes to win, isn't he, Steve Kinnane? He's a man who likes
bloody
the
good at it.
I did not watch Eurovision, so that was just, I don't know, that's just filtered in my brain
All
somehow.
I can say is that Steve is like the coalition in Queensland right now on 6.5 points, and Tory, you're on 2.
Big swing.
Big swing to Steve.
Where am I then? What geographical location does that put me in?
A kind of Victoria. Not much happening right now, even though people thought a lot would. All right, Tory.
I'm a disappointment is what you're saying.
No. Victoria is never a disappointment, my friend. Always delivering.
It's funny because that's actually
what.
My real name anyway.
Really?
Victoria, of course.
Toria, of course.
Victoria.
Well, I don't know. Yes. They could have just called you Tory. But they didn't, did they? They called you Victoria.
They did.
Do you ever go by Victoria?
No, I don't. And story for another time, but it's all John Bannon's fault. His daughter was called Vicky and I went to school with her, so I had to be Tory. So it's Labor's fault. I'm a Tory.
Oh, it's good to blame Labor. Lots of people are doing that right now. All right, Tory. Now, we referenced the Game of Thrones earlier in the quiz. Of course, the final was this week, the finale. Everyone was excited. I watched it and I fell into a coma halfway through, so I wasn't as excited. Now, cross my heart, there are no spoilers because I know what happens when that happens. People generally write letters to RN complaining about me, so I'm not doing that again.
People's weekend.
No, I'm not doing that. A key character made the point that there is nothing more powerful in the world than what? And I'll give you multiple choices.
Yeah.
Nothing more powerful than A, a fire-breathing dragon, B, a good story, C, a bad winter, or D, an Ed Sheeran cameo.
So this is a GOT character said this.
A key character made this point that there is nothing more powerful in the world than a fire-breathing dragon, a good story, a bad winter, or an Ed Sheeran cameo.
I'm going to go with D because, you know what, I'm on a roll of being crap, so I
You're
may
actually
as well
now
just
trying to
stick
lose.
With it. Because then it looks deliberate rather than something
so
that just
smart.
Happened to me.
That's so smart. I suppose I could allow...
Does that mean Tory does better in the draft next year? Is she tanking, AFL style?
That's it. I'm playing a very long-term strategic game right now, guys. Watch out.
Oh, God. Okay, the next one's random. Steve, what did the US state of Washington legalise this week?
Abortion. Oh, no, sorry, that was Alabama. Oh, no, it wasn't. Other way around. Right, yeah.
What did they... Is it marijuana smoking?
Nah. So you... Don't lose a point. You just don't get a point. Sorry.
Okay. Do I get to
it
take
was
that
human
off him?
Composting as a form of burial, which we covered on RN Drive because we thought that's exciting. That's new. Look, a breaking
cool.
news. Kate Miller-Heidke actually came ninth at Eurovision. I think I gave you
okay,
a point.
So I said eighth. So
they had to recalculate.
So you lose a point, which still means you're winning in a landslide, by the way. But not as big a landslide as you were a minute ago. You're on 5.5 points. Tory, you're on 2. And we've pretty much run out of time for the quiz, which means, hate to say it for you, Tory, but Steve, you're the winner.
Oh, thank you.
Get excited. We've got nothing to offer you, but just look like vaguely excited on a Friday night.
If you'd given me a Game of Thrones question, I would have been gone because I've never watched that program.
And you never will?
It's just fantasy. It just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
It's fantasy, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Yep.
But Steve, how good is the quiz? And you killed it.
Oh, the quiz is good. The quiz is always good.
How good is Australia?
How good is Australia?
How good is the RN Drive quiz?
Best little country in the world.
Best
place
ever.
Not so much.
How happy are we? You've been awesome guests. Congratulations on your well-earned victory, Steve, the Queensland of the quiz. And
we'll hail the strap.
Tory, I just love that you tried to deliberately lose, so that's just worth it.
That's
for me.
What we're going with.
I love it. Tory Shepherd is the state editor for The Advertiser. Steve Kinnane is an ABC news journalist and a winner. It's news time at 7.